Okay, so we'll get started here. Idea here is just looking at using microwaves for drying seed cotton, and the first step is just to get some basic information on how they remove moisture from the seed cotton. So that's my objective. The microwave system is a standard 2.45 gigahertz system, and it just uses one magnetron, and this is a design. We have the there's the magnetron. It was located so that it shoots out the radiation transfers to the drying system. The air, we use a fan to blow air through here. This is a perforated screen, and let's see, the magnetron has an opening so that the air, cooling air, can go across the magnetron to keep it cooled and pick up any extra heat there. And what we don't see here is there's a little place here where we put a tray in. So we put a slide in here, fill it up, and then we have to pull the slide out so that the radiation will, you know, get into the cotton. So there's just an air gap separating the magnetron from the seed cotton in this way, and then it there rolls through, and we'll load the seed cotton. We'll put a slide atop on here, and then the air can come out. This is a perforated screen at the end as well. So the dimensions of this: 9 inches deep, 9 inches wide, and 15 inches long is what I designed it for. And then when we load it up, and then we'll take out essentially samples that are 3 inches, 3 inches, 3 inches cubed, so we get 45 samples out of this dryer, and then analyze all the moisture and the distributions there. Again, just another look at it, showing again the fan input into the dryer. Wetting the cotton, again, we're looking at drying sea cotton that initially had moistures of 12, 16, and 20%, some pretty wet sea cotton. And so you can't store that around long. So this is the way I wet the cotton. I lay out enough for essentially one run to do all the different densities and times that I chose, enough for 8 runs in the dryer. And then I divide it up into sections and add water to get a more uniform content. And actually, so I do this once, put it all together, let it sit for 3 or 4 days, take a sample, and then finish. See, I wouldn't completely wet it off the first time, and then the second time I'd finish wetting, that would be a way to get more uniform moistures from the re-wetting process. So again, skipping ahead to results. Okay, we had 2 densities that we studied in this: 4 pounds per cubic foot. That's kind of what's kind of loose fill in a feed control device or something like that. And drying times of 5, 10, and 15 minutes with radiation. And then air only means we don't have radiation, but we just have running the air. And I did that only for the 15 minute one. So again, we were able to do some drying. Again, some of the trends here we're seeing, of course, the more time you get, the more you should be drying. It's not, I mean, there's a law of diminishing returns, so you do get a little bit less in each 5 minute increment as you go through here. Also, it's more efficient with the higher moistures. You get more moisture removed in the same time at the higher moistures than you do at the lower moistures. So again, at the 4 pounds per cubic foot, I mean, it looks like you're doing some drying. If you go, the other density I looked at is 12 pounds per cubic foot. That's equivalent to nearly equivalent to what would be in a module packed density. Again, the numbers here aren't nearly so high. It doesn't look like you're doing much drying, but again, like I say, you have 3 times the density, so you have to remove 3 times as much. You have 3 much times as much mass removed in the same space. But again, the same trends where it's more efficient the higher you are in the density, but I'm higher in your moisture of it. So again, that's the overall average. Looking at the distribution, this is looking at left to right as you, again, the air is going in, and how is moisture removed left to right? Is it uniform or not? That was the question. And again, these data are showing that, again, it's pretty uniform all the way across there, left to right, so there's not a lot of difference side to side in the dryer. So that's moisture distribution. Again, we have similar tables for 16% moisture with similar results, not a lot of variation. And again, with the 20% moisture level, same results. Also for the higher density, and the same type of results. There's not a lot of air variation left to right. Next we'll go top to bottom. We'll have a different result top to bottom. So again, we mount it in the middle of the dryer. Actually, more moisture ends up being removed above the sensor, above the magnetron, than below the magnetron. Now, I can't say exactly sure why it is, just that, you know, heat rises and all that sort of thing, maybe. But again, the tops are essentially always less than the bottoms, except for when you're only running air. You don't have the extra heat added with the air, so you don't get that situation with the air. But when you're adding the radiation, you're getting more from the top than the bottom, so on. So that, again, that's something that's key in designing a system that would, you know, a full system. You need to use maybe 100 sensors, 100 of the magnetrons or something keyed together. If you put a big system in, if you had 100 amps at 440 volts, three phase, you could do, that would power 120 of these magnetrons. Again, the similar results, again, always at that. There's maybe a little tendency for the middle to be less than the bottom, but if that wasn't consistent, sometimes the middle was higher than the bottom, but the thing that was consistent was that the above the sensor was always lower moisture, more moisture removed than at the sensor or below. And again, okay, that's 20% moisture. And then we also have, again, similar results for the high density. More moisture removed above the sensor than at the sensor level or below. 16% moisture, 20% moisture. Okay, the other way to look at it is, okay, as you go downstream with the air, obviously, the intuitive way would be that what's closest to the heat source, the air source, the magnetron, is going to dry before the other. And again, that shows it. Actually, I had actually five samples, but I don't really have time on this plate room on the screen to present all five. So I have from the front 3 inches, and the middle, which is front is 0 to 3, the middle is 6 to 9 inches from the center, and the rear will be 12 to 15 inches. So again, just kind of see how far through this 15-inch depth of cotton that is trying to dry through, we actually can make some drying progress. At the low density here, 12% moisture content. Again, at 5 minutes. Again, so this was 12% initially. We're just doing very minimal drying all the way through. But at 10 minutes and 15 minutes, we start to see some drying progress being made all the way through that 15-inch depth of the cotton. Again, with air oil only, we don't see that. So, again, the microwaves are assisting, certainly. 16% moisture. Again, we see just maybe a little bit more drying after 5 and more. Again, at 10 and 15, you're starting to see that it's making the way all the way through the cotton. And it's similar at 20% moisture. The 5 minutes just barely starting to dry at that far end of the dryer, and 10 and 15 minutes, we get more and more accomplished. And then the other situation is the high density, 12 pounds per cubic foot. Again, 5 minutes, even 10 minutes, into the drying, we're still not making any progress, really. Even after 15 minutes, you don't make much progress 15 inches into the depth. So this is going to be, this is a situation where you're drying a lot closer to the source and not so much far away. And again, similar with the 16% moisture content and with the 20% moisture content. And so, some preliminary data to help put together what would be a design for our use of multiple emitters in a large scale microwave dryer. So that's it. I have any questions or
any questions for Kevin? We don't need to take our tower dryers out yet, do we?
I don't think so.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay.
There's a question from Paul.
All right, one question.
Yes.
What do you think will be the difference in the total energy requirement using microwave instead of
Okay, total energy requirement. Again, the microwaves are more efficient for the high moisture. So if you have a situation where you have some cotton that's gotten, wetter than it should be, wetter than 12%, I'm not exactly sure, but that would be the application of microwaves, I would think. I would think, if you have standard moisture, that it would require a lot more energy to dry than with normal gas-fired dryers. But again, the idea is, sometimes, I was out in California and there was this one guy, he's having trouble. He got two modules done a day because the moisture content. He says, what is the moisture content of this? I took it back to the lab, it was 24% moisture content. So, if you had some way to remove that extra moisture content close to the module feeder before you got it into the dryer, that might be beneficial.
You probably showed this. What was the density of those samples?
Okay, the low density was 4 pounds per cubic foot, and the high density is 12 pounds per cubic foot.
I was noticing the air, I'm assuming that's air dried versus the different depths of microwave.
Yeah.
Were you expecting greater drying than you received? Because some of those were pretty close to the air.
At the low density, 15 minutes of air was pretty close to 5 minutes with the microwave, but yeah, at the high density, you can't get much air through to get too much drying, yeah.
Any other questions? Appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you very much.